This is one of my favorite masses all the year. I'd probably say number one is either Christmas 2 or Easter or flip-flop, those two. And then this is the Immaculate Conception of Mother Mary. That'd probably be my third that I absolutely love. It's our mother, Mother Mary. Now, in this night, remember, this isn't Immaculate Conception of Jesus. This we're talking about Mary was brought into her mother without the original sin. Now, every one of us, except Mary and Jesus, when we first came to our mother as the very tiny, tiny we could be, we still had sin from our parents. Mary was the only one besides Mary and Jesus that didn't have any sin to start is in the womb. It's unbelievable. Now, Mother Mary obviously had parents, Joachim and Anne, and it was in Jerusalem, which is kind of cool as well, because this is where her son, Jesus Christ, died. In Jerusalem, in a few blocks, I'd say. Maybe half a mile is the most. And her little house is where she lived, when she was a little baby Mary. Think of Mary now, like Jesus. We always think about Jesus, and obviously in a great way, where Jesus was a baby, Mother Mary was a baby at one time as well, as a little girl. And then a little child, and then a young girl, and then she had her son, Jesus Christ. Mother Mary on this day is huge. Now, the other part that's awesome is that the Immaculate Conception of Mary is for our country, the United States. You know, all countries chose either a saint or somebody to name a name for their area. Well, for the United States, we are Mary Immaculate Conception. So that's our day for our country as well. It's another huge, huge day today. Now, again, when you talk about Mother Mary, we can hear about her, and she wasn't thousands there yet. But think about the third chapter of the whole book of the Bible in Genesis. That's what we heard tonight. Genesis 3, and I read just Genesis 3, chapter 15. So 3, 4, 15. This is what God wrote. Remember after had Eve and Adam had the sins? That's how moved everything back. That ruined everything to start in the three books of the three chapters of Genesis. This is what God had said. Oh, I will put enmity between you and the woman. That's God. He's telling to the saint, the snake. He's looking at him now saying, that's devil. That's the evil one. Saying, I will put enmity between you and the woman. That's Mary he's talking about in thousands of years yet. And between you, your offspring, the evil, and hers, Mother Mary. He will strike at your head while you strike at his heel. Another last kind of cool to think of the Bible tonight. The prayer, Hail Mary. Another day to praise Hail Mary, full of grace. Now, who did that start with? That was in the Gospel Luke from an angel, Gabriel. That was an angel that said that prayer that we're saying for hundreds of years after Hail Mary, full of grace. That was from an angel that got the start of that prayer. And again, another thing, just awesome. I love this Mass, this Gospel and the Bibles in this time too. And on the same day, what's going on today is Pope Francis doing what he said already, and I've mentioned before. It's the Jubilee Mercy that we start today. So in Rome, when they do the Mass, this is the whole start from everybody in the world. And as Pope Francis is talking about mercy, he's thinking about this great word, mercy. It's compassion. It's joy. It's forgiveness, kindness, clemency, mercy, the poor, the sick, and ourselves with our sins. Now, in myself, I've told before some of my favorite gifts. The first gift I would, in the whole world, even millions of dollars, billions, whatever, I would never take that. I would take, the first gift for me is to bring more people to come to Mass. That's my number one gift, if I receive from God. The second, I would have everybody going to confession. Number one is Mass, number two is to go to confession. And that's why Pope Francis is talking about this mercy this year. And think about, if you think about coming to confession and you're not scared, listen to the words. I already did, and I will continue as the priest And you, as at the Mass, think of the words we think mercy during our Mass. I'll just give you a few. First, the very start of the Mass, it's a penitent act. That's when we start Mass and we ask for our sins. And what are we saying? Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. God gives us mercy. After we said right before that to ask, I'm a sinner. Another part, this is from the priest. What I say every day for Mass, from God. May Almighty God have mercy on us. Forgive us our sins and bring us to everlasting life. That's the next part. Right after you say, Lord have mercy, Christ have mercy, that's what the priest says. May Almighty God have mercy. And the Eucharistic prayers, again, follow you, it just keeps coming. Remember, as the prayer, the pastor or the priest would say, remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. That's death. Have mercy on us all, we pray. What do you say in the Gloria that we just sang too? The starter part of the Mass. Have mercy. We keep doing it in the communion rite. Big time. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy. Right? Right by the Our Father. And then right before we receive the body and blood of Jesus Christ, what are we praying and singing again? Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Have mercy on us. That's what Pope Francis is talking. That our sins, when we come to confession, this is not scariness. This isn't being yelled at. This isn't being, you can't be just crying. This is mercy. It is compassion, love, grace. Jesus Christ carrying us through our confession, our sins. And that's what he's doing today on the same day of Mother Mary and the Immaculate Conception. Praise God and keep praying this. Think of that word mercy at the rest of the Mass. Just remember that. If you're scared to come to confession someday, do this right now and just think, this is mercy. This is God telling mercy if I receive and I ask for my sins and I'm forgiven. Praise God. And a jubilee of the year. So keep thinking about coming to confession and praise God in this day for our Mother Mary.